in obedience to the Lord and the pattern, he loses his life twice for the church. He has lost his life twice. In obedience to you, Lord Jesus, I baptize this elder of your church right down on his face. Ooh. And he rides with his, your face and your body towards your people, Lord Jesus. Just lay him right on down.
I said, in order, by my heavenly plan,
not by the order
of the desires of man,
and I bring it forth
like I please,
and build me a body
that I can rest in ease. Jesus, in obedience to you, to your plan, I baptize this evangelist of your new creation down on his face, right into the heavenly water of your face, right into the heavenly water of your body, that it might wash away his face and wash away his body, and he might rise with your body and your face set towards the people. Oh, your people. This church, this center, this hub, oh, baptize him towards the east, into the east gate. Not going to tell you which one it is. There's three going to the east, but it's the one that's got the water of his body, the living water of his body in it. There's two more there. You get clothed upon them when you move into the fullness of your ministry. Lord Jesus, in obedience to you, I baptize as Pelham Gross, your minister, into the east gate of the heavenly water of your body, facing toward you and towards heaven, yea, that he might look unto you and bring forth your fullness in your people, Lord Jesus. Now just lay him down. baptize Brother Joe Cow as a local evangelist, gather an evangelist or pastor evangelist, baptize him towards the west, towards Egypt, towards the lost people. Oh, baptize him on his face that he can move out and begin to bring these folks in obedience to you, Lord Jesus. I baptize him down in your gate of your heavenly water, your body towards the west. Yea, that he might come forth with a body, with your body of water, your face set towards the lost people, lost children of the tribes of Israel. Oh, oh, oh. Peter Gullum, towards the east, as the pastor elder in this church, to wash away his face the third time. Why the third time? Well, I'll tell you. The first time, it was for himself. The second time, it was for the church. And when you make faith to go out towards that gate, you are going to build a whole new creation, receiving it and bringing it back in that church to carry it out. Oh, in obedience to you, Lord Jesus, I baptize this elder pastor of yours down on his face towards your east gate of your heavenly water of your body. Oh, in the heavenly water of your face, that he might look towards you in the waters of heaven for the living waters to come forth in this group of your people and of the other people around about. We'll just lay him right down. Obedience to you, I'm baptized. Oh, this your minister of song and praise. Oh, into the east gate. Oh, heavenly water of your body and the heavenly water of your face in the east gate, looking towards you and towards the heavens, even as David looked towards the heavens and brought down the praises. Oh, the Lord God into the lives of his people and moved them strongly. Oh, 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 sit down now. Sit down. Brother George wasn't supposed to get you up. Just move your hands. Oh, just sit down now. I'll be with you in a minute. Oh, 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 oh. This your evangelist baptized him towards the west, his face towards the west, into the waters of love of your body, into the west. Ooh, his face going down in the waters of your love, in your face, body going down in the water of love of your love, might come forth with his face set towards your lost people, lost children, lost tribes, the house of Israel, bring them forth into your house of love. Oh, oh, lay him right down on his face. Oh, 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 to you, Lord Jesus, we'll again baptize him into your gate of your heavenly water, facing eastward towards heaven, that he might look unto you at all times for the good of your kingdom and for the good of your people. Down in the heavenly waters of your face, the heavenly waters of your body, that he might again wash his body and wash his face with a direction towards heaven and towards you. Lay him right down. Oh, 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 oh. Get somebody to help you get the throne back here. Oh, oh, oh. Joyce Pruitt, come on. Somebody, you can get the baby now, Jesse. Oh, 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 oh. This being the hub and the center, the Lord said to put out from here, to start in New Mexico ministers from this area, and to begin to put them to work. Now I'm going to baptize them in obedience to the Lord down on their face before the throne. I'm not going to put them out of either one of the gates. You know why? Because when I don't turn you toward the gate, I'm holding a tighter rein on you until it's time for you to move into that place, till you're set in order. And Mexico is not ready to be set in order. There's a lot of work to be done yet. It's been neglected down there through disobedience, through a lot of other things, but it's not going to be neglected anymore. Oh, because we're going to wash away all that old disobedience in the heavenly water of his body. Oh, 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 one, oh, oh. Lord Jesus, in obedience to you, I baptize this Billy Pruitt, an overseer of your Mexico work, down on his face, right into the heavenly waters of your face, right into the heavenly waters of your body, to lose his life and lose his face and arise with your face and your life towards the people of Mexico. Slay him right now. Oh, 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 oh. That's a nice piece of work, Brother Joe. Oh, oh, wonderful, brother. Oh, obedience to you, Lord Jesus, I baptize this, Joe Scott, your pastor evangelist for the Mexico area, down on his face, right in the heavenly waters of your face, right in the heavenly waters of your body, that it might wash away his face, wash away his body and his life, and he rise with your face towards the Mexican people and your body and life towards the Mexican people. Oh, I'll tell you the reason I'm doing this. The Lord brought forth and he told me until he set our churches in order that I would hold them tied unto my ministry. The Lord Jesus, surely not. I don't have to hear. Hold them tied because of a lack of maturity so that he could set them in order and get them ready to do his work. And not have a bunch of confusion. You know, this is what destroyed the early church. They did not have a kingdom tied together. They had a bunch of little old bitty independent works around moving in power, and a beast overcame them. Here we are. Okay? Oh. Mmm. Oh. Ooh. Ooh. Oh, why? Oh, 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 oh. In obedience to you, Lord Jesus, I baptize this Joyce Pruitt down on her face, into the heavenly waters of your face, down on her body, in the heavenly water of your body, that she might lose her life. Lose her face in the heavenly water to your face. Lose her life in the heavenly water of your body. Rise with your heavenly face, oh, and your heavenly body towards the people in Mexico. Oh, just lay her right down. Oh, oh. Oh, 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 oh. Everyone. Prophet for the California area, Lord Jesus. Oh, down in the heavenly waters of your face. Oh, down in the heavenly waters of your body. They might lose his life and lose his face and rise with your face and your body set towards California. Oh, right down in there. Oh, I'm not going to baptize them toward you, the gate. I think you know why. Hold them until the Lord said, put them through the gates. He said, this shall be done exactly according to my plan. Shall not be added to, shall not be taken away. What can I say? It hath been done. Hold it until I say, set it. And when I say, set it, said, tie it together. When he sets in order, when he sets in order and he gets California, Mexico, and here set in, he'll take someone and tie these together. Then he'll take someone and tie them in with another area. He'll never leave it scattered anymore if we walk in obedience. Oh. His heavenly order does not scatter. Under the earthly order, they scattered because of the weakness of men. But under the heavenly order, you cannot scatter. Because the very time, one time, one comes in to start to scatter, well, then they have the heavens to deal with, not men. Oh, oh, Brother Bob said. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, ah, oh, oh, Lord Jesus, I baptize this, Bob Sid, your pastor evangelist, for the California area, down on his face, into the heavenly waters of your face, down in the heavenly water of your body, that it might wash away his face and his life, and he might rise with his face and his life set forward towards your people and lay him right down. Oh, oh, oh. Jesse, Tim, all of you that's already been set in, oh, come on, let's join here. Just leave the others sitting down there. They're about out, buddy. Rest of you, judgment passed over this group and is set in order. You can, since you're up, Brother Silas, you can come join in. Oh, turn your thing out there, Brother Nathan. Oh, just get over the whole group. back on up. And he that sitteth on the throne, I saw him, John said, and he was clothed upon like a rainbow. Once you reach that place of the throne in the New Jerusalem, the covenant of Noah is yours. Judgment has passed over. Oh, now it's time to move and bring others in to where judgment passes over them and move them on into that new creation. Oh, judgment passed over this group of people. The sign of the rainbow moves over them. According to the plan of the Father God, he said he would declare it through a man. Judgment passed over this people. Judgment passed over in obedience to God. The sign of the rainbow lets them all know that judgment passed over. They live under the bone. Different areas. Tomorrow night we'll be setting in the order and how we start services in different areas out at Jacob's Well. Or we're going to set in Jacob's Well in order out there. That is the house to where people can come in that are having problems and wanting to move into their ministry and they don't have a place to move into. Don't have that father. And the first one of y'all that dumps one of your incorrigibles out there that you just want to get rid of, I'm going to throw them back on you and more than that. Because you're going to deal with your incorrigibles. You're not going to throw them. That's not for incorrigibles. It's for people that are honest-hearted towards the Lord and they don't have any place to go to where they can study and move in their ministry. We're going to have that house open. Now, you that have homes and places you can move in your ministry, that's fine. You need to stay there. Of course, every once in a while, you may want to come to Jacob's Well. You didn't know that this is Jacob's Well, didn't you? For weary travelers, you do now, don't you? You didn't even know you were getting keys to the kingdom. How could you know Jacob's Well? You didn't even know what the Lord was doing in you, did you? You didn't know he was giving you keys all this time? But anyway, we'll meet out there tomorrow night, and we'll finish laying out the order and set the order for the services, the group services in each area. And as the praise ministers begin to move in obedience, we want to set in praise ministers in the area. But for now, we have on tape the praises that we'll start the church services with. We'll have tongue interpretation props and be listening to tapes until the Lord moves in the next order. Now, in order to move into your praises, you've got to move in obedience, and you've got to learn to keep your eyes open. This is the reason why I walk on y'all to close them and then open them. Because you cannot move into a place to where you can praise the Lord unless you can keep your eyes open and go to looking around on the people. Just can't do it. Oh, you don't have to have them wide open, but you got to see. You got to see the reaction, the falling and the rising. You're not mature enough yet to see it all in the spirit. Yes, Lord. Oh. Now, we started off with all of you giving you assignments to prophesy these different messages. And you that have done this, it's done something wonderful in your life. And I exhort you to continue in this thing. Some of you that's been sort of slowful in it, sort of slow in it, sort of fearful in it, I exhort you to attack it with a vengeance. And do it. Because in herein lies the keys of every person's ministry down through the ages. Being able to lay hold upon all these keys to the different ministries and having them working in your life. You didn't know you were getting the keys, but you were. Many of you thought, well, that little eating and drinking, you know, that was just something that Brother Pruitt dreamed up, you know, this and that and the other. Uh-uh. This is the key. This is what Jesus came to do, gather all the keys of God's people down through the ages. The Father said, I give you the keys of Moses, of Elijah, of Elisha, and all the people, and said, and then I'll give you some extra keys on top of that, and I make the fullness of the keys of my kingdom alive in your life. So that you, because you are the one that we've made a bargain now, we've made a covenant, whatever I give you, you give unto the obedient. So you turn around and give the keys to the other people. I begin to start out giving you these keys. Some of you followed in obedience. Some of you, as the pattern of your life is, you followed along as you felt like it. But now you found out following along like you felt like it's not going to get it. Is it? In obedience. Oh, I'm ready, Lord. Hath been made. Now we've got several more assignments that I'll be giving out to the different ones of you that have turned in your name for you to begin to start on into your ministry, just how to do it, and you'll also begin to understand this. I want to give it to you now. In the book of Revelation, the fullness of God was given, even though the fullness is in the volume of the book. Now understand, first chapter of Revelation, the promise was given. Every eye shall see him. And then the promise was given there. Head and high, white as wool, white as snow. Fullness of God, there he was in the first chapter. Then it went through all the steps that the kingdom changing over from the church to the kingdom. And then at the end of it, 22nd chapter, said, even so, come, Lord Jesus. And here he is. He's come to you now. He came back to you just like he appeared in the first chapter of Revelation, didn't he? After we went through all these steps. He came back to you in his face and let him develop your ministry. And that's what he was talking about. Yes, Lord. Say, well, where is the fullness in the volume of the book? And in these teachings. You mean all these tapes, Brother Brooke, got the fullness? Sure, got the fullness of the kingdom in it right there. What remains to be done then? To gather the rest of the group and to set the different fullness operations in order and bring forth a ministry? That's all. You've had it. Judgment's passed over. Now you can move on into this ministry. He appeared in the first chapter of Revelation. He made the promise. Back, John said, even so, come, Lord Jesus. And there he appeared again to you, didn't he? He said, now take me, begin to prophesy in my faith, begin to move in me, and said, then I'll bring forth the fullness of all these things that you've had laid in your life, and you can move into your ministry. It's that simple, that easy. Oh.
And his feet were like burnished brass. When it has been caused to glow in a furnace, and his voice was like the sound. As a dead man, and he laid his right hand upon me, saying, "Do not be afraid. I am the first and last, and the and your toil and perseverance, and that you cannot endure evil men. and you put to the test those who call themselves apostles, and they are not, and you found them to be false, and you have perseverance and have endured for my name's sake, and have not grown weary. But this I have against you, that you have left your first love. Remove your lampstand out of its place unless you repent. Yet this you do have, that you hate and the blasphemy by those who say they are Jews, and they are not, but are a synagogue of Satan. That you may be tested and have tribulation 10 days. Be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life. He who has an ear, Spirit says to the churches. He who overcomes shall not be hurt by the second death. And to the angel of the church in Pergamum write, the one who has the sharp two-edged sword says this: I know where you dwell, where Satan's throne is, and my name and did not deny my faith. Even in the days of Antipas, my witness, my faithful one, who was killed among you, where but I have a few things against you, because you have some there who hold the teaching of Balaam, who kept teaching Balak to put a stumbling block before the sins of Israel, to eat things sacrificed to idols, and to commit acts of immorality. Thus you also have some who in the same way hold the teaching of the Nicolaitans. Repent therefore, or else I am coming to you quickly, and I will make war against them with the sword of my mouth. He who has an ear, let him hear the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, to him I will give of the hidden manna, and I will give him a white stone and a new name written on the stone, which no one knows but he who receives it. And to the angel of the church in Thyatira write, the Son of God, who has eyes like flame of fire, and his feet are like burnished brass, says this: I know your deeds and your love and faith and service and perseverance, and that your deeds of late are greater than at first. But I have this against you that you tolerate the woman Jezebel who calls herself a prophetess, and she teaches and leads my bond servants astray, so that they commit fornication and eat things sacrificed to idols. Oh, and I give her time to repent, and she does not want to repent of her fornication. Behold, I will cast her upon a bed of sickness, and those who commit adultery with her into great tribulation, unless they repent of her deeds, and I will kill her children with pestilence, and all the churches will know that I am he who searches the reins and the hearts. I will give to each one of you according to your deeds. But I say to you, the rest who are in Thyatira, who do not hold this teaching, who have not known the deep things of Satan, I place no other burden on you. Nevertheless, what you have, hold fast till I come. And he who overcomes, and he who keeps my deeds until the end, to him I will give authority over the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron, as the vessels of the potter are broken to pieces, as I have also received authority from my Father. And I will give him the morning star. He who has an Spirit says to the churches. And to the angel of the church in Sardis write, he who has the seven spirits of God and the seven star says this, I know your deeds, that you have a name, that you are alive, and you are dead. Wake up and strengthen the things that remain, which were about to found your deeds completed in the sight of God. like a thief, and you will not know at what hour I will come upon you. But you have a few people in Sardis who have not soiled their garments, and they will walk with me in white, for they are worthy. He who overcomes shall thus be clothed in white garments, and I will not erase his name from the book of life, and I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. Has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, he who is holy, who is true, and who has the key of David, who opens and no one will shut, and who shuts and no one opens, says this. You have a little power and have kept my word and have not denied my name. Behold, I will cause those of the synagogue of Satan who say that they are and are not, but lie. Behold, I will make them to come and bow down at your feet and to know that I have loved you. Because you have kept the word of my perseverance, I also will keep you from the hour of testing. That hour which is about to